What's up, everyone? Eddie Mercado here with BloodyElbow.com, and I'm about to interview the Bellator lightweight Saad Awad as he is about to take on Derek Anderson on August 26th. So we're going to give him a call and find out how he's feeling after his rather recent win over Cyborg Santos and kind of his thoughts on his upcoming opponent.
Hello?
Saad Awad, how you doing, sir?
Good, good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you for joining me.
No problem. Thank you for having me.
Awesome, Saws. What's going on, man?
Not much, man. I was just, I was falling asleep.
Oh, rest is super important. Now, shoot, man, 19-7. I mean, 8 knockouts, 7 submissions. Currently 7-4 in Bellator. How are things?
Good. Things are good. They're going.
All right, you're fresh off of a Bellator 154 win over Cyborg Santos. A huge name win. First round victory that has to feel good. Also, a fight at welterweight. Tell me, how did it feel to fight at 170 and get a first round victory?
Well, the victory always felt really good. I liked it. I didn't have to cut weight, so I didn't have to worry about making weight, because that's usually, like, you know, half the fight right there is the weight cut, so I didn't have to worry about that. I think I cut a couple of pounds the day of, but that's nothing compared to what I usually cut coming into the fight. So that was cool, and then I enjoyed it, man. I enjoyed it.
Okay, awesome. Now, up on your plate right now, pretty tough, scrappy guy in Derek Anderson, a long, tall guy, really likes to just come forward, might not be the prettiest of fights. You know, he really likes to make it ugly and really turn it into a dogfight. What are your thoughts on Derek Anderson? Both a common opponent in Podricky Pitbull.
Yeah, he's young. He's tough. He's a tough kid. You know what I mean? And I think when people come to fight, they usually bring out the best in me. And I know he's going to come to fight, so I think he's going to bring out the best in me come 26th.
Okay, now, you're 7-4 in Bellator. Let me ask you this. What was your favorite victory thus far? And I've narrowed it down to 3 possible. It has to be. The rematch with Joe Duarte. The demolishing of Will Brooks. Or the dismantling of Cyborg Santos in the first round.
Oh, man. I haven't really thought about it, I guess. I mean, you could say at the time when Will Brooks was champ, it was Will Brooks just because he was champ. You know, we were 1-1, so it leads us to, you know, a trilogy match. But as of now, man, I think the Duarte one felt good because, you know, I got to go back out there and avenge a loss. And then the way I did it, you know, he's a buddy of mine, so it sucked, but it's, you know, it's a fight game. So I'll take the Cyborg one, man, because, you know, I did go up a weight class. It was last minute, and he's a name.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, I mean, you know, he took you down. You went for an arm bar. He dropped back for a leg lock, and I mean, just chose the submission over the position, and I mean, he paid for it, and you made him pay for it. I mean, That was definitely impressive, especially at a higher weight class. Would you fight at 170 again?
Yeah. I already told him. I said if something comes up and it made sense and I was ready to fight, I'll jump in and do it again.
Okay. By chance, did you see Cyborg versus Michael Page?
Yeah.
Man. What were your thoughts on that injury that Cyborg sustained, the fractured skull from the flying knee?
That was scary. You know what I mean? It was scary. And I think that's probably the worst injury that, you know, we've seen in MMA, so it was just scary because I didn't know, or I don't think anybody knew what was gonna happen. But, you know, thank God, you know, things went good and he's better now.
For sure, yeah, definitely a scary moment. Good to see all is well right now, though. Yeah. Okay, so Derek Anderson, what do you got in store for him? Where have you been training at? Who are you training with? What are you gonna do to this guy?
Well, I've been training. You know, I always do my camps at Millennia. I've been cross-training a little bit, training with different people, but mainly just Millennia, you know, my main teammates with, you know, Georgie, Lorenz, Sean Strickland. I'm probably going to get in with him again this week, hopefully, but, yeah.
Okay, now how do you see this fight playing out?
I see it being a short night for him, man, because his style, I think his style is going to be his worst enemy in this fight, because he likes to come straight, and usually guys that come straight into me doesn't, they don't last too long. So I think it's going to be a short night for him.
Okay, so what would be following that? Obviously, that puts you kind of right towards the top of the heap,
That's
lightweight
a great
division.
question, man. That's a great question. I mean, I would like to jump in and fight for a title, but I mean, who knows? I think, Bellator, they're throwing all these crazy fights together, so who knows what happened, Maybe I'll get one of those crazy fights, or maybe I'll get a title fight. I like a title fight, or shoot, or give me one of those guys that are there, the one, two, or three guy.
Okay, would you want to run it back with Chandler? Or excuse me, with Pitbull?
Yeah, I'll take that one. Like I said, I'll take any fight they give me right now, just to stay busy. You know what I mean? But I would like a title fight. You know what I mean? Everybody wants a title fight.
Okay, now the Pitbull fight, of course, Patricky Pitbull, very exciting fight. You guys pretty much stood the whole time. And after the fight, I believe you got some surgery done on your hand, right?
Yeah, I broke my left hand in the first round of that fight. So kind of, yeah, stupid.
Was that healed in time for the Cyborg fight?
Not healed in time to the sense that I was able to train fully, but it started, I think I started doing mitts right, like probably like a week or two before the fight, you know what I mean? Like right before they called me, actually. So it wasn't enough time for like a training camp, but it was enough time for the fight.
Okay, now is the hand close to 100% now?
Oh yeah. I just opened the bag all this morning, so yeah, it's 100% for me.
Okay, awesome. You got any sponsors or any people you want to give a shout out to?
Oh, definitely, yeah. Concrete Premier Sports, one of my main sponsors. I just picked up Lana's egg whites, which is awesome. That's been my breakfast every morning, all day, every day. And and then Garden of Life, and they send me a package every month, keeping me healthy with all the organic and non-GMO products. So those are three that I've been staying on lately.
Okay, now what are your Twitter handles and Instagrams? How can people follow you?
You can find me on Instagram and Twitter. It's the same name. It's my first name, SAAD, and then MMA, mixed martial arts. So Syed MMA on Twitter and Instagram.
Awesome. Well, Saad Awad, thank you so much for taking out the time. Big fight on your hands, Bellator 160, Derek Anderson, August 26th. Best of luck to you, sir.
Thank you, brother. You have a good night.
Awesome, man. Thank you so much.
All right,
So there you have it. Bellator lightweight Saad Awad set to take on the young gun Derek Anderson at Bellator 160. It's going down on August 26th, so go check that out. In the meantime, read me on bloodyelbow.com. Follow me on Twitter at TheEddieMercado, and be a good person.